Acts chapter 6, and then we'll go to 1 Timothy chapter 3. Acts chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 3. It's an honor tonight to ordain another deacon.
Amen.
Amen. That's always an honor. I won't never forget when at White Savannah, when they voted me in as a deacon, it was they did things a little bit different. The first time that they ran me for a deacon, I didn't get it, and it was just I wasn't mad or anything. And then I got to reading the Bible, and it said a man that desires that office. So I got to praying, and I said, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, that's fine. And they voted me in as a deacon. So, you know, a deacon, I guess if I was going to title this sermon, it's going to be a call to serve.
Amen.
Amen. A call to serve. If you have your Bibles, Acts chapter 6, let's stand in honor of God's word. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, Philip, Amphortas, Nicanor, Timon, Parmas, Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, let's look at verse 8. And I'm going to get into this in just a little bit in this message. Likewise, must the deacon be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so, must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacon be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchaseth to themselves a good decree, and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now, Lord, as we go in through this ordination service, God. God, I ask your hand to be upon Benji and Heather. I pray, God, your blessings upon them, Lord. And Lord, this is going to start a new day in their walk with you, God. God, I pray, God, you'd help them to be found worthy of what the Bible says to be found worthy of, God. Have your way right now, God, and whatever's done, we'll honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. A call to serve, a call to be a deacon, is not a promotion. Did y'all hear that? It's not a promotion. It's a call to serve the church. A lot of the times when everybody else is gone, the deacons are still here. A lot of the times when everybody else is enjoying the service, the deacons are doing something else. A lot of the times when we're up there enjoying a meal or whatever, deacons are doing their job. There's a lot. See, the thing about a real good deacon board is you don't ever see them. You don't ever hear about it. You're enjoying the service. You're enjoying the things of God. We're having church, and you don't never see them. And one thing I love about our deacon board, they're not up front. They're not boisterous about it. It's a call to serve. Mark chapter 10, verse 45 says this, For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many.
Amen.
Now, as I preach this, I'm going to be kind of preaching towards Heather and Benji, but everybody needs to hear what I got to say tonight. Amen. We could all take a good dose of the Word of God. Amen. Now, on number one, the ministry of a deacon is rooted in service. Hear what I'm saying, and you're going to hear me say this over and over and over tonight. The ministry of a deacon is rooted in service. Today, as we ordain Benji into the ministry of being a deacon, our prayer is that he will follow Jesus' example, and also that you and I will follow Jesus' example. See, the problem is a lot of times we come to church to find out, what can I get out of this? Instead of what can I put into it? See, the thing about it is, if you'll come to church looking for what you can put into it, you'll have a whole lot better service than you do just coming to find out what you can get. Amen. See, that's the problem with most of us. We it's all about us. But tonight, you're not being elevated into a promotional position. You're being entrusted with church business. Big difference. Big difference. And I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. The first church was growing at a rapid rate. We understand when we study, hey, can you imagine Peter preaching in 3,000 and getting saved? Can you imagine adding 3,000 members to this church overnight? The church was growing rapidly. The church was multiplying. I mean, leaps and bounds. Preachers were going out preaching. People were coming together, and there come up a little uneasiness in the church. Some of them, the widows, were being overlooked. And let me stop right here and say this to not only to Benji and our deacons, and I think our deacons do a great job. Over the years, they've done a great job. Everybody in church is important. We don't need to treat the one that drives the big fancy car no different than we treat the one that has to have somebody bring them to church. Amen. They were upset because their widows were being neglected, and you got to understand that everybody, every member of this church is important. Amen. The apostles were called to preach the Word of God. In Acts chapter 6, verse 2, the 12 called a multitude of them together and said, it's not reason that we should leave the Word of God and wait on tables. Not that they were too good to wait on tables. That had nothing to do with it. You've heard me say this before. I pick up trash in this church just about every Sunday. I pick up trash in the yard. If you're too good to pick up trash in the yard, you're too good to serve on the deacon board. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes our deacons are dealing with stuff that nobody else wants to deal with. I've seen our deacons back there in the bathroom when you have something clogged up. I've seen our deacons out here with the septic tank open when things weren't working like it's supposed to. Understand something. This is not an elevated position. This is a position to serve the church and God's people. Not that the preachers were too important. But some things have a greater importance than waiting on tables. The Word of God. One of our deacons over the years, Brother Benny Adams, always said this to me over the years. Preacher, we'll take care of this. You preach. He was one of them that was up front about that saying, we'll take care of this, you preach. And that's one thing I love about this church. How that the deacons do what they're supposed to do, amen. There's a lot of things that I don't have to put my hands in. I've known preachers over the years. I've had pastors over the years. They had to have their hand in every little thing going on at the church. Listen, if I got to sit in every deacon's meeting because I don't trust a deacon, there's something wrong. Amen. But they said, go out and choose out 7 men, not just any men. That brings me to the qualifications of the deacon. First off, I want you to look at the qualifications of a preacher, okay? 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says this. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless, husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, be patient, not a brawler, but not covetous, one that ruleth his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how should he take care of the church of God? Not a novice or a beginner, lest he be lifted up with pride and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into the reproach and snare of the devil. Now look here. This next verse starts on the deacons. And the first word is likewise. That word likewise there, it comes from the Greek word to mean in the same way or in the same manner. Must a deacon be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith of pure conscience, and let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless. Even so, must their wives be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house well, for they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good decree, great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Paul didn't say a deacon's got to be eloquent. I thank God for our deacon board. And I thank God that God has got our deacon board diverse. Amen. I thank God that we got some deacons that have no problem standing behind this pulpit. I thank God that the Bible says they have to teach. I thank God that we've got deacons that can stand in. We've got deacons that had rather not. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I told Tommy James, he had to fill this pulpit Wednesday night, he'd die of a heart attack, we'd have a funeral Wednesday, and we would never be back to see him again. But Tommy James is a great deacon. Tommy James does his part. I thank God we got people like Clint, and over the years Tony and David and Chucky, and I'm sure Benji will do a good job, and Robert's filled this pulpit before. If 25 years ago, if I'd have told Benny Adams he had to stand in this pulpit, he'd have died. He'd have died. Everybody's got their talent. But Paul did not say you got to be eloquent in speech. Paul said you got to be trustworthy. Paul said you got to be sincere. Paul said you got to not be greedy. Paul said you got to be faithful. Amen. Why? Because a servant's strength is their integrity. I need to know that I can trust Clint no matter what. I need to know that I have found over the years that Tony or David or some of the other deacons we had, I could trust them. I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to question. I knew whatever, if Tony come up with a decision, I was going to agree with it. Because I trusted him. David over the years, and I believe Benji's the same way. When we were talking about a deacon, you're not putting on a deacon board tonight because you're part of my family. If anything, that was a strike against you. Because I don't want people saying that because he's part of the family, he's going to do what the preacher wants to do. I found out over the years that me and Benji, y'all ain't going to believe it, there's some things me and Benji disagree on. Not a lot, but he stands his ground, and that's one thing that I'm proud of him for. He's got his own mind, amen. Be your own person. Paul said you pick out seven men that's going to have a good report, amen. The church don't need more celebrities, we need more servants. I believe it was Charles Swindell put it like this: the world needs men who cannot be bought. The world needs men whose word is their bond. The world needs men whose character is above wealth, who possess opinions as well, who are larger than their vocation, who will not hesitate to take chances, who will not lose their individuality in a crowd, who will be honest in the small things and also in the great things, who will make no compromise with wrong, whose ambitions are not conflicted with their own self-desire, who will not say they do it because everybody else does it, amen, who are true to their friends through a good report and evil report and adversity and prosperity, who do not believe in shrewdness, cunning, or hardness are the best qualities of winning success, who are not ashamed or afraid to stand when the truth is unpopular, who can say no with emphasis although everybody else is saying yes. That's what makes integrity, and that's what will make a good deacon. Who will stand for what's right, amen. The strength of a deacon comes from the Spirit of God. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power. Stephen was a man that was bold. We talk about the boldness of John the Baptist. And, you know, John the Baptist was bold. John the Baptist confronted the king, amen, and got his head cut off. But he still stood before what's right. Stephen is a deacon. Stephen is not an ordained minister. Stephen is a deacon. And Stephen stands up and preaches a message that got him killed. But he preached it anyway. character. When persecution came, he didn't back up. And Benji, there's going to be times that you might have to stand by yourself. See, the thing about our deacon board, and I've told our deacons this all throughout the years, when we in that office back there or we're having a meeting amongst ourselves, you stand for what you believe in. You got five men. That's why you got an odd number. And Brother Robert sat in, Tony and David have sat in on some of the meetings we've had. Everybody don't agree on everything. Everybody ain't going to agree on everything. That's why you got five different people. But when we take a vote and walk out of them doors, it is a unanimous vote. Amen. When we walk out of those doors, when you see Chucky or David or me or somebody stand behind this pulpit and they say something from this pulpit, from our deacon board and our pastors, it is unanimous. I always give this example. When we were voting to build that church over there, we had a building committee and they wanted me to sit on the building. I think Brother Robert was on the building committee. And we took a vote. We had three or four contractors of who we wanted to build the church. And we took a vote, and I voted for the one that I thought that I felt like that the Lord wanted me to vote for. And my contractor didn't get it. And I pouted, walked around and moped and just had a fit. No. When we walked out of the meeting, the contractor that got the vote, it was unanimous. Amen. That's how this deacon board operates, amen? So you got to understand something. When we're in a deacon meeting and we're looking at something, we're doing something for the church, I want Clint to stand individual. I want Tommy to be an individual. I want Chucky and Skip to be an individual. And I want Benji to be an individual. And you vote the way you think that the Lord is leading you. But when we walk out of there, we're all in agreement. Stephen stood. There are going to be things, Benji, and I always bring this up, that you can't even talk to Heather about. And she'll probably get mad at you. There have been times over the years that my wife asked me a question, I can't say that. Stand for what's right. Stand for what's right. Amen. Brother Robert, Tony, and David, and even some of these other deacons that haven't been serving as long as they did, they'll tell you, serving God's people can get hard. Serving God's people is not always easy, but it's a blessing. Amen. The reward of a deacon is eternal. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, for they that have used the office of a deacon will themselves a good decree and great boldness in faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You may not get a plaque down here, and you may not have public praise down here, but heaven's keeping score. Amen. Nobody knows over the years, as far as, and I'm going to pick on David a little bit, nobody knows over the years how many sleepless nights David has had as far as being a deacon and being over the Easter play and working and different things like that, but heaven does. God can tell you every last tear that you've spent. God can tell you every last sleepless night that you've had. Heaven's keeping score. Today, Benji and Heather, and all of our deacons and deacons' wives, your calling is not to be a star, but to be a servant. Not to show off your talent, but as the Bible says, carry a towel. Not to seek a title, but have a testimony. And to the church, pray for your deacons and their wives. Amen. Pray. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I know the church family prays for me. I know that. But you need to pray for your deacons and your deacons' wives. Amen. When the church raises servants, the world can see the Savior. Now, we're going to get to the charge. Benji, I'm going to ask you some questions, and you just answer, I do or I will. And then what we're going to do, we're going to call them up. We'll have all our ordained men of God, deacons and preachers, come up and gather around them, and then we're going to bring the whole church around them and pray for them. For as much If you've been elected to the office of deacon of this church and declared your willingness to serve, I ask you these following questions. Do you accept the office of deacon of this church and promise to fulfill to perform its duties? Do you promise to further the interests of the church to the best of your ability and cooperate with the pastor and members in promoting unity and effective working of all its departments? Now, church, this is your charge. Do you, as members of this church, acknowledge and receive this brother as your deacon? Do you promise to yield to him the esteem, encouragement, and cooperation of which the office is worthy? If so, will you signify by standing to your feet? And let's start this prayer of ordination. Benji, I'm asking you, you and Heather to come up, and I'm asking all our deacons and deacons' wives to come up. Preachers, preachers' wives. I'm going to ask Brother Barry if he would come up. I'm going to ask my daddy if he would come up. Brother Ralph, if you've been an ordained deacon, if you're, I'm going to ask you to come up. Brother Robert, come on. All right, church, let's come gather around them. People still coming.
Amen. I'm going to ask Heather and Benji if they would step back to the door.